Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They were justly a shipwrecked crew.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But I mean, before you know it, you're out there, the boat breaks down, you know, and then randomly, for no particular reason, they bomb you from the sky.
Out of nowhere.
Totally out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, according to Democrats.
Any American who sees the video that I saw will see the United States military attacking shipwrecked sailors. Bad guys. But... attacking shipwrecked sailors. Now, there's a whole set of contextual items that the admiral explained. Yes, they were carrying drugs.
Okay. Well, they're not giving up, Lee. They dispatched the liar-in-chief, Adam Schiff, who made up the Russia collusion hoax, claimed he had seen the evidence. It was just classified. He couldn't tell us. Later censured by Congress for lying. So nobody better. They need a good liar, a convincing liar. They go get Adam Schiff. Notice he uses that same phraseology, shipwrecked crew. What were they on, a three-hour tour?
Exactly. The SS Minnow, yeah.
A three-hour tour? Gilligan, the skipper too. The millionaire.
Ginger or Marianne?
And that's his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, whatever. Yeah, just a shipwrecked crew like that. Like, it's like killing Gilligan. Who does that?
Yeah.
Based on what you know, do you believe these boat strikes are legal?
No, I don't. They're unlawful. They're unconstitutional. And killing two people who are shipwrecked at sea is also morally repugnant.
Shipwrecked at sea. They're just a little down on their luck, Lee. They just, you know, their boat broke.
Broke down, yeah.
Yeah, from the strike from the air.
Right.
Right. Those people. Okay. Who are these people? Just a shipwrecked crew. Well, here's Congressional Representative Pat Harrigan, who is also, by the way, a former Green Beret. And in the course of his service, he encountered the cartels on some occasions. I'll let him tell you who these people are.
I don't know why we have Democrats that are just absolutely adamant about protecting narco-terrorists. I fundamentally don't understand it. Let me paint this picture for you here, because we got all this stuff going up on the Hill today about Second Strike and what, you know, Pete Hegseth has done, which is totally legal. But when I was a special operator, I was shown a video of cartel members cutting the leg off of a man with a hacksaw above the knee. They then proceeded to bludgeon the man to death with his own leg, using his knee as the head of the hammer. These are the type of people that Democrats are protecting, and I fundamentally do not understand why. All of this is contrived political machinations to try to destabilize the Department of War and President Trump's presidency. While all President Trump is trying to do is actually save 100,000 Americans a year from dying. This is ridiculous.
Or, Lee, it's a shipwrecked crew. As Adam Schiff has explained this, I want to remind you of the more than 3,000 strikes Barack Obama did against people who were declared terrorists, including one 16-year-old minor who was a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
He was with his dad, who was a terrorist. I'm not criticizing that. Them's the breaks.
No.
But for the people who had no problem with that to act all up in arms about this?
And as you pointed out, the manual on the law of war makes it explicit that killing people who are shipwrecked is illegal, is a violation of law. I also think that all of these strikes are unlawful. They're a form of extrajudicial killing. These boats are not invading the United States in an armed assault.
They're not invading the United States. Okay.
Okay. What was the destination then? What were they carrying? And you would think that narco-terrorists would be unarmed?
Well, the way the Democrats are spinning it now, if you hear this from your liberal friends, so you know what they're leaving out, was that they're saying, oh, well, this particular ship, yeah, you know, it turns out that it was supposed to meet up with another ship, offload the drugs, and the drugs were going to go to Europe, not America.
So?
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, okay.
Your point.
But so they what, interdicted them before they got to the other ship? No, the other ship never showed up. So they were still headed to America? Yeah. Okay, that's your big break there on CNN. Wow, that's wow. Okay, wow, okay. That's great. Anyway, same guy, former Green Beret, now Congressional Representative Pat Harrigan, reminds us of how Obama did this a lot.
This is contrived for political purposes and political purposes only. I've told people throughout this whole last week that if they're serious about charging Pete Hegseth for war crimes on this, they need to do a deep dive into the over 3,000 people that President Obama ordered killed through drone strikes.
Thank you.
Where hundreds of those were second strike strikes. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. This is not anything other than Democrats playing politics. I really don't understand why they're protecting narco-terrorists.
Okay. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Because they're the same people that bring them their voters. That's why. And they need the drug sales to fund the voter drive. That's why. You know, I actually think this isn't about the ships, Lee. I really do.
Well, it never is about what you think it's about.
I think they're trying to get Hegseth out.
Right.
Because he has done such a good job of securing the border. It is fully locked down. It is a militarized zone. They never saw that coming. Trump didn't do that the first time. They cannot get their people in. Do you remember the illegal immigrants? By their people, I mean the illegal immigrants. They did not last time. Remember, they were able to sue and get the border open periodically. They'd sue and say, no, Trump's got to do Obama's rules. Why? Because a liberal judge said so. And then Trump would have to open the border and 15,000 people would stream over it before he could close it again. Right. They could work their way through court. They thought that was the party was going to continue. They didn't think Pete Hegseth would be out there with tanks and Humvees, droning people from the sky on the border. They can't move their voters in. And Trump's getting them out. We're over 2 million now. This is really bad. So what they're trying to do is get rid of Pete Hegseth because they want someone who will unsecure and insecure the border, the actual border. And if they have to get their voters here by sea, they can do that. They have internationally, the UN and all the people who pay to invade our country with their money. I mean, if you've ever seen them, they will literally roll up to Europe with those tankers. I mean, massive tankers. And then the hatch falls down and thousands of people storm onto the shore. So they want to be able to do that, too. So they got to get them here. They feel like they got to keep going. So, I mean, I think that's what this is about. But I just thought that was outrageous. I mean, they're taking advantage of, like, figure people don't know Obama did any of that.
Yeah.
Or Bush, for that matter.
Yeah. Or Clinton.
Right. But the problem with Hegseth is he's not a typical Trump appointee. He's loyal to Trump, in other words. They haven't figured out how to corrupt him. And he keeps following orders. Unlike many previous Trump appointees who usually turn on him and do what the Uniparty does, once he's not doing it. And so this is the pressure campaign is what they want to do. So shipwrecked crew.
Yeah, good grief.
At some point, if you really want to be credible, that's going too far, don't you think? Like mm-hmm. shipwrecked crew.
Yeah. That's just.
Nobody believes that. Yeah. Nobody believes it. So, okay, we'll see how this goes. But look, they're trying to get the military to disobey orders, anything to get those borders back open. By the way, I wanted to point out this whole idea. By the way, now Tammy Duckworth is the other side of this equation, the senator, and she's out there. She's got military service. And she's out there saying, we need to pick them up. Yeah, right. So you could bring them home, right, and keep them?
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. They want to keep them. They want to keep them in a sanctuary city. And look, when you hear Adam Schiff say, like, shipwreck crew and we should render aid and we should bring him home and he's just a Maryland man and all of that kind of stuff. I want you to remember who these people are and what they will tolerate. This is a press release from Department of Homeland Security just about Illinois. Governor J.D. Pritzker's Sanctuary Illinois ignored detention requests on 1,700 criminal illegal aliens who are violent criminals. This is just the violent criminals, Lee, not all of them.
Yeah.
Just the violent criminals since Trump took office, including more than 1,700 criminal illegal alien murderers, pedophiles, and kidnappers. He turned them loose rather than handing them over to ICE for deportation. By the way, that was a total of 4,000 detainers ignored, but 1,700 murderers, sexual predators, weapons offenses. Listen to this. 141 assaults, 24 dangerous drug offenses, 15 weapons offenses, 10 sexual predatory offenses, 23 burglaries, 4 robberies. Among the total 4,015 aliens in custody right now in Illinois jurisdiction that currently they have detention orders on, ICE is trying to get them. They haven't been released yet, but they're refusing to turn them over. You want to hear this crowd?
Oh, yeah.
So this is another 4,000, okay, on top of the 1,700. ICE has filed detainers for all of them. So far, Illinois is refusing to turn them over, but has not yet released them. Listen to this. Can you imagine this population going into, out here in America with us? 4,015 aliens charged with the crimes of 51 homicides, 1,100 assaults, 107 burglaries, 36 robberies, 275 dangerous drugs offenses, 120 weapons offenses, and just a mere 813 sexual predatory offenses. And if precedent, comes true, he's going to let all them out too. Just let him out. So when the Democrats are like, hey, it's just a shipwreck crew. Well, it's just 813 sexual predatory offenses. Just 51 homicides. You got to understand what the Democrat standard is here. They love them some criminals. By the way, did you see Zohran Mamdani has hired as his advisor on the prison system and the justice system a convicted armed robber who did time at Rikers to advise him?
Well, at least he's got on the job experience.
Democrats love, they love criminals, man. Criminals are hot if you're a Democrat. These people are crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.